There's something so romantic about the sound of foghorns.
As long as you put out of your mind the fact that the person steering this boat has about zero visibility and there's an imminent danger to our health and well-being.
Jesus. Who pooped in your galley gruel this morning?
I just hope this works. That's all.
It will. The fate of the free world depends upon it.
Welcome to Deep Cuts Episode 100! Also known as the secret of the mystery of the unicorn's dick piercing. Our intrepid adult boy detectives, Andrew and Dave, have been feverishly at work attempting to solve possibly the most dangerous case of all time. If you're just tuning in, things have been rather rocky for our twin globe-trotting investigators slash former child actors slash charming podcast hosts.
Dave, look.
What is that?
It is the Futuro Explica Computo Maximo Mark 7, friend unit Dave.
Ooh, sounds like science.
Affirmative, friend unit Andrew. It is a supercomputer I just built.
Really? Where'd you get the parts to build a supercomputer out here in the open sea?
I repurposed parts from the Lincoln Jr., which was storing in my pocket dimension chest.
Oh, that makes sense.
Wait, what? You scrapped the Lincoln Jr. for parts?
You destroyed our sweet flying time machine? Rex and Sherman are gonna be pissed.
There is an important reason why, friend units.
Zero explained to Dave and Andrew that he created the Futuro Explicia Computer Maximo Mark 7 with the sole purpose of monitoring possible alternate timelines and their probability of incursion with the prime timeline, at which point it would alert the Mystery Treehouse as to the potential world-ending drama. He then exhaustively illustrated the scientific concepts behind how the computer worked, but in a way that could be easily digested and understood by a layman. He even threw in a couple jokes here and there to give the whole thing a Last Week Tonight with John Oliver type vibe.
That was a goddamn good explanation, Zero.
Look, it's saying that in roughly 3 weeks, a secret organization known as the Black Millennium Society is going to end the world.
The Black Millennium Society? The very mysterious organization that we're currently on a globe-trotting sea adventure to try and track down?
Then there's more on the line for our mission than we even realized. Fly the sails, dear fellows! We touch land by dawn! But in the meantime, we must brave the stinging embrace of Mother Ocean.
What are you talking about, friend unit Andrew?
I don't know, I'm just saying sea stuff.
And now it's up to our stalwart duo and their roommates to save the world. This is going to be great!
Hey, what are you guys doing?
Staring forlornly out into the fog as we approach this island.
Why?
Because of the creeping sense of dread, Hilsmer. We might not all live through this.
We might not?
No, it's the end of the season. If one of us is going to die, it's going to be in these last few episodes, you know?
God damn it, I didn't sign up for this. I'm so sick of globetrotting.
You're not a fan of globetrotting?
Hate trotting. Loathe the trot. Can't stand the trot.
Have you guys been watching Seinfeld again without me?
There's not much to do on this old ocean liner, honestly. I mean, come on.
Hilsmer's getting very anxious to stop this weirdo death cult and go home! Ho-ho!
Why are you making George references? I feel like, objectively, you're the Kramer of our group.
That's the signal. You know what that means?
What?
We're almost to the seaside underground black mark trading town of San Massacre Point.
We need to figure out where the trading post is. Our intel is suggesting that there's a black market arms dealer there who knows the secret hideout of the Black Millennium. I've heard that they're on an island off the coast of Norway, or maybe North Carolina? It's something with an inn in it.
Ooh, black markets. I love those. Last time I was in one, I bought a real-life chimpanzee. It was awesome.
What? You never had a chimpanzee in the Mystery Treehouse?
Yeah, that's right. Never had a chimpanzee. Never mind.
Hello, friend unit Andrew and friend unit Dave. We have been asking the ship's crew if they had any leads on the whereabouts of the legendary black market that we are supposed to frequent later this evening.
Shortly, in the lower decks of the Ballastina.
So you're the ship's first mate.
Yeah, I'm Mike. Mike Miller. I'm the first mate here on the Ballastina.
And you've been to this part of the world before, I guess?
Yes, I have. I used to work in arms dealing and illegal substance running for the Frianka crime syndicate, but it got too hot. I needed out, so here I am, first mate, on the Ballastina.
Well, you see, we need to...
I know what you need. You need to find a way to the underbelly of the criminal world. You need to find the island hideout of the Black Millennium Society so you can go there and stop them from building a device so powerful that it will threaten the very existence of the timeline.
How do you know that?
I listened to the show.
Oh yeah! You're the guy who always submits memes to the Pizza Pizza Paparizza Memerizza Celebrizza but never wins.
Yes, that's me.
Well, you know, no hard feelings. Bill Bixby's Oscar basically created another genre of art. What have you ever done?
I know the Sand Massacre Point underworld like it's the back of my hand. The question is, how far are you willing to take this?
As far as we have to.
They're not going to like outsiders coming in and asking questions.
It's okay. We have robots with lasers.
Shortly in a subterranean swap meet.
Wow, this place rules.
Look, those are the Marvo Shock suspensor blasters for next year. They're not even available commercially yet.
Oh shit, that's a laser sword dealer. This is like Comic-Con and every high school drug dealer's wet dream got merged together. This is crazy.
If you guys see any chimpanzee dealers, let me know.
Oh, there's an orangutan dealer over there, Hilsey.
I said chimpanzee. Chimpanzee. And also, getting a little too familiar there. It's Mr. Spotchadamon to you.
Friend unit Andrew, friend unit Dave. This vendor is selling a chipset upgrade compatible with my circuitry that would grant me the ability to feel love.
Zero, we don't have time to shop right now. We're on a mission. You can buy new RAM or whatever you're talking about on Amazon like an American.
Just keep your heads down and try not to draw too much attention to yourselves. I'm going to introduce you to someone who I think will probably have the answers you're looking for.
I feel like the likelihood of one of us dying here is pretty high.
But at least we die in a cool way, right?
True. If I'm going to die, I want it to be from getting on an alien black market gang leader's bad side during a simple misunderstanding that we won't understand the nuances of through the language barrier.
All right, let's duck in here, fellas. My contact is inside.
Well, hello there, strangers. Might I interest you in some dope sticks? Perhaps a bag of pure unkept squamping all straight from the mines of space hell?
Oh my god, guys, we should get some. I've never tried it, but I heard that stuff can get you tripping balls so hard you forget what dimension you're in.
We're here to see the chef.
Oh yes, so you want to give your compliments?
No, the soup was burned.
Very well, I'll let them know.
First mate unit, Mike Miller. If you had only asked, I am equipped with an internal temperature indicator that would allow me to heat soup to an optimum temperature with no risk of burning.
No, Zero, it's a...
Mike Miller, you son of a bitch.
Hello, Squarejaw.
You have a lot of nerve coming around here after what happened in Neo Little Burger King Town.
Things were different in Neo Little Burger King Town, and you know it.
Tell that to my menu, clock jockey!
Then I guess it's just like old times, then.
Come here, you beautiful bastard.
It's great to see you, Squarejaw.
Bro, I'm loving every second of this.
Inject it into my veins.
Boys, this is my old friend Squarejaw Machine Gun. She's one of the top people in Grey Ops Intel. She can find anyone or anything. She's also a hell of a gun runner, and I hear she plays a mean game of pub trivia.
Boys, I've heard a lot about you. Mike has even tried to get me to listen to your podcast once or twice. Wasn't my thing.
We're curious if you have any information about the location or whereabouts of the Black Millennium Society.
I haven't heard that name in quite some time.
Is that a Star Wars reference?
What's a Star Wars?
Oh God, I am so sitting you down and forcing you to watch it.
I used to work with the Black Millennium Society, but they were too nihilistic for me. They had one goal and one goal only, Armageddon. There have been a few iterations of the organization over the years, but the most recent one just might be its deadliest. I only know a few members, but they don't fuck around. I know they're being led by some would-be despot named Tan Sateo.
Tan Sateo? What?
You know him?
We fought him on top of a Marty's Meat Hut a while back, and I assumed he'd never come back.
What's this we shit?
Well, he's back and meaner than ever. I guess in the inner he's developed an urge to blink all life out of existence. He surrounded himself with cult-like following of lost souls on an island off the coast of Tranquina.
But that's a good 3 days sail from here. We're running out of time. We're never going to get there unless we, I don't know, double book it.
If only Zero hadn't dismantled the Lincoln Jr.
Hey, the Ballastina has treated you assholes pretty well.
That's true. So, what's the name of this island?
You have to leave.
What? But we need the...
Ninjas! We've been found out.
That ninja star almost hit me in my head!
Those aren't ninjas. They're like fish people or something.
Attack, my fellow Shocker combatties. We must destroy these petulant assholes before they strip us of our commonwealth.
Run! Back to the ship!
Squaredraw! Squaredraw! Wait, you have to tell us the name of the island! Oh god, so many throwing stars!
Look for an island that is named for royalty and myth. Look for a private place from ages old.
What the fuck does that mean?
Just tell us the actual name. It'd take less time to just say the name.
My therapist said I withhold validation because I haven't received the validation I need.
Who gives a shit? We're gonna die. Run, run, run!
One chase scene featuring fish-human hybrids and Benny Hill-style comedy later.
Oh, I can't believe we escaped with our lives.
Me neither. Oh, God. Wow, I'm still out of breath. I know we're sitting in the cabin of the Ballastina, but, like, I need to run more. If we survive this, I'm gonna do exercise. I swear, I'm gonna go jogging at night. I'm gonna wear short shorts, and it's gonna be great. I swear.
Yeah, that Peloton in your room is just collecting dust, man.
Oh, God, it's taunting me.
Yeah, we shouldn't have bought that haunted, sentient Peloton.
Oh, God. Captain Peloton, you cruel master.
What did Squarejaw say again? As we were running away?
That her inability to be vulnerable and honest with people stemmed from feelings of rejection or something? I don't know.
No, not that, you idiot.
Look for an island that is named for royalty and myth. Look for a private place from ages old.
Well, let's see. We know it has to be within a 3-day sail from here, and it's off the coast of Tranquina. So that means it's one of these islands over here. Isle of Yanis, Port Helena... Or the Unicorn's Prince, maybe.
The Unicorn's Prince Albert? Someone named an island after a unicorn's dick?
Wait, no, that works. Look for an island that is named for royalty and myth. Look for a private place from ages old. It's totally the unicorn's dick-piercing island, guys!
I can't believe I'm gonna say this, but... Helmsman, redirect us to the island of the unicorn's dick-piercing!
What are you all talking about? You take too many of those Canadian painkillers for your back again?
Unicorn's Prince. We need to go to the island named Unicorn's Prince off the coast of Tranquina.
Oh, okay. That's no problem.
There she is. The island of the Unicorn's Prince.
Albert.
I wonder what dark machinations the Black Millennium Society has in store up there, and what their evil plan is.
I don't know, but I have a feeling we're going to find out soon. Looking at these maps, I think we're about to have to split up.
What do you mean? That's never a good sign. Don't split the party. That's rule number one.
I know, but there's just too much terrain to cover. Mike, you take Hillsborough and Zero. You guys go up here through this volcanic pass and see if you can find a good vantage point to observe what is happening. Dave and I will go this way.
But that would mean that we're, like, for sure going to get caught.
Exactly. In order to learn what they're doing and figure out how to best stop them, we have to use ourselves as bait.
Why can't we just use fucking Hilsmer as bait?
Hey!
Because if Tan Sateo is leading this cult of end-time harbingers, he's just gonna kill Hilsmer. But with us, we can probably offer ourselves up as bargaining chips to lure in Hilsmer, so he'll keep us alive and we buy ourselves time.
Ah, the old bargaining chip MLM maneuver.
The what?
You know, like in episode 12 of Bacon and Leg Miami Nights. We used it on the whole werewolf sultan thing.
Oh, yeah, right. I forgot about that. I haven't watched the show in a while.
Yeah.
What, Dave? What's the issue?
There's no issue.
Are we really going to do this right now? I thought we worked out all your existential ennui stuff in the Halloween special.
Nothing is wrong! Fuck, man. Let's just move on with the fucking plan. Jesus.
Hey, boys. Are Mommy and Daddy fighting?
They've been like this for a while now.
I do not understand it. Perhaps if I had been allowed to purchase that chipset upgrade, I could finally understand the complex spectrum of human emotion and finally know what it means to feel alive.
Let's get this fucking over with. Come on, let's go. I'm fucking done with this.
The only flaw I see in this plan is that we might be acting in accordance with what we did in the dimension that we are attempting to avert. We must be wary of doing what we would normally do in these situations, friend unit Andrew.
That's a good point. Everyone should try and act outside of what they'd normally do.
So Dave should start being tall enough to ride the teacups at Disneyland anytime now then?
I fucking hate you.
Fire rises, bro. Anger can only be felt by people who can see over the steering wheel.
You are absolutely roasting him, acquaintance unit Hilsmer. Ha 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 ha. Ha, ha.
Like I said, everyone do the opposite of what you'd normally do. That way we can try and avert the time stream as much as possible.
Unless that's what we did last time? We should instead act normally because our alternate dimension selves were already behaving the opposite of what they'd normally act because they thought we'd be acting normally.
That's true.
Or perhaps the alternate dimension Zero, using his unlimited computing power, devised a plan for simultaneously behaving both the way he would normally act as well as the opposite of the way he would normally act in a randomized pattern in order to effectively encrypt the probability outcome and ensure that no one would ever be able to anticipate our sequence of behaviors, in which case our only recourse is to do nothing.
Or maybe alternate dimensional Hilsmer is this badass hero that saved everybody, and so in order to do the opposite, I should just go home and watch Planet of the Apes.
Honestly, it's giving me a headache just thinking about it. Fuck it. Let's just go down to the island and see what happens. Just straight up wing it.
Fuck you, alternate dimensional versions of ourselves. Bet you didn't see this curveball coming.
Ha ha, ha ha, ha ha. Fucking clowns.
One short dinghy ride later on the Unicorn's Prince.
Albert.
What? Nobody said it that time.
Never mind.
Let me ask you a question, dude.
Yeah?
Did you split us all up just because you were tired of dealing with them?
No. Why?
Sometimes I'm tired of dealing with them.
Yeah, I mean, obviously we've had a lot of issues with those idiots, but, like, what would we do without them? They're our friends.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know, I just find that usually my friendships have a lifespan, you know? And when that lifespan is over, we just kind of drift apart. Sometimes I just feel like no one can really hear me.
Yeah, totally. Also, was it just me or did it seem like Hilsmer bought a chimpanzee and then killed it?
Stop right there or we'll shoot you with our fish guns!
Hold on! Time out for a quick clarification. Are those guns that shoot fish or guns shaped like fish?
It's normal guns that turns you into a fish.
Oh, shit.
But Comrade Esther has been doing some interesting stuff with a 3D printer, and some of the guns are fish-shaped, full disclosure.
Noted.
One pathetic half-hearted fight later, deep in the Black Millennium Society's lair.
Where are we?
Well, well, well. If it isn't Andrew and Dave again. Back to being a pain in all of our asses.
You punk! This is the Black Millennium Society's secret island hideout! You literally tracked us here through globe-trotting adventuring! What do you mean, where is this?
Quam?
Destructo von Torturstein?
I'm not going by that name anymore. I'm just doing Jen now.
Damn it! I practiced that.
You guys are members of the Black Millennium Society?
How, in the implausibility of all plot twists, are you still fucking alive? Hilsmer literally punched you into a bucket of slime!
Well, I guess you can just call me Quam, the four-armed immortal cat, because I got 9 lives, baby! And all those lives have, 4 arms, and 4 eyes, and 4 eye patches, and cute whiskers, and a prehensile tail, so that all really helps me in the whole coming back from the dead thing.
Okay, Quam, your weird metaphor thing is getting really weird and confusing.
Yeah, I was going for the whole cool villain speech thing, but then I kind of panicked in the middle. Didn't really work out.
Hello, Andrew and Dave.
Hey, Jen. I can see you got your robot arm reattached and upgraded with a huge chainsaw attachment. Does that mean you're ready for round 2 with old Papa Pricey?
You know, it's fine when the listeners say that, but when you call yourself Papa Pricey, it's kind of creepy.
Noted.
Literally, why are you guys doing this, though? Haven't you, like, already been through all of this before? You've come back to try and, like, exact revenge on us for some kind of perceived past slight, like, so many times.
It's different this time. We've been working with the BMS for about 6 months.
But neither of you seem like the nihilistic doomsday cult types. I do like your black uniforms, though. Those are cool boots.
Oh, we've been fully radicalized at this point. We're wearing magical underwear and taking these weird supplements, and I'm all in on all of it.
Wow, this creepy cavern we're currently in sure looks very structurally sound, and definitely not the place to make a surprise attack for anyone listening.
What are you talking about?
Nothing. Nothing.
Honestly, I'm just tired of this bullshit, you know? Like, let's just get some of the underlings to torture these idiots, and, you know, see what they figured out. Besides, his three-dickedness will want them roughed up a bit in order to fully work the Great Beacon.
I don't like the sound of really any of that.
Lieutenant! Yes, ma'am. Please use your information extracting training on these two subjects.
Yes, ma'am. So, you two are the enemies of the sun?
I don't know. Are we?
I mean, that's a pretty cool name.
I'm Lieutenant Fredanka de Piranha.
Ah, yes, the whole fish thing. Makes sense.
I was grown here in a lab on Unicorn's Prince
Albert
Island. Wait, what?
Never mind, it's fine. Just keep going.
I've worked my way up from an underling into being one of Leader Suteo's prime instruments of terror. I'm currently the leader of the Shocker Combatties.
Why are you guys called the Combatties?
We believe that society separating the worker from the means of production is an unforgivable sin, and that the only option to redeem us all is utter destruction.
So, it's like Tumblr, but make it a fish cult.
Oh, I don't like the look of this.
On the other side of the secret base!
So, how long have you guys been roommates?
It feels like ages, but honestly, I'm not sure. Maybe a season, or a season and a half. The QAnon series was a black hole that made time meaningless.
I've been stuck with these two idiots forever, but it is what it is. They don't make me pay rent, so I stick around. You start getting kind of attached to them after a while.
Yeah, I can see that. They're pretty charming after a while.
Do you like, living on a ship like this?
I don't live on the ship. I have a condo in Monterey.
Layers of your briny seafaring mystique have been stripped away. I feel like I have become a member of your family, Mike Miller.
Wait, get down. A patrol of those fish people are coming this way.
And then I told her if she wasn't going to watch every episode of Fish Seinfeld with me in order, we had to break up.
What did you say?
She broke up with me first thing in the morning.
That is such a thing that would happen to Fish Jerry Seinfeld. Classic.
Fish Seinfeld. I gotta check that out.
We should reposition our observation post. It appears as though there are patrols in this area. How about there? On the rim of that unicorn-shaped volcano.
Okay. God damn it. My little fuzzy legs are getting a little burny.
Do you want me to carry you? Or is that insulting?
Ah, Schrodinger's laziness.
One steep hike later.
This is our moment. We need to rescue them.
Well, wait. We should see what's happening.
We must use our friend units, Andrew and Dave, to draw out Tan Suteo. That was the plan. Acquaintance unit, Ilsmer.
But they look really banged up. Like, look at poor little Davy boy. He's bleeding.
Yeah, it looks like someone took a buzzsaw to that guy.
Down below, on the platform linked to a strange machine.
Dave. Dave, wake up. Dave, are you okay?
No.
Dave, what is wrong with you? You haven't said anything in, like, a long time.
A buzzsaw, it'll do that to you.
Well, luckily when you started crying, I think it did something to that fish lieutenant. She stopped torturing us.
I don't think I have this in me much longer, man.
Oh, we'll get out of this fine. I don't know Mike well enough, and I don't trust Hilsmer for a second, but Zero is like a robot. Like, we're in good hands, man.
No, I don't think I can do this. Be a boy detective. I think I might be getting too old for this.
What? What are you talking about?
We'll talk about it later. Here he comes.
All hail the leader! All hail the leader! We believe in nothing except the leader!
It is I, Tan your tail with my new count, the Black Millennium Society. We will bring out the end of all things.
Huh. It really is just a nihilistic motivation thing. I was expecting there to be some kind of twist or something.
Shut up, you big-headed fool!
Oh, you're wearing pants this time, I see. That's a step in the right direction.
The jealousy for my finely tailored wartime uniform is palpable! When we met last, I was but in my infancy, but now, here I am, about to successfully carve my name across the cosmos!
How so, exactly?
By using you to create a beacon of emotional trauma that will reverberate throughout the galaxy and summon the one being strong enough to blink all of existence out of existence!
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
In a blink! Look, I'm not so good at this whole speech thing. I'm still kind of getting my training wheels! I'm really good at singing with my three dicks, not so much with the motivating with the one mouth. What I am good at, though, is ending timelines. This will be the fourth timeline I've ended this way!
What?
Yes! After I suffered defeat at your hands previously, I have been willing myself to materialize in alternate timelines and destroying them by using Andrews and Dave's to bring Charles Wexler Weller out of his cosmic sojourn and triggering him into a godlike rage where he rips all of life off the face of this planet. And I saved the best for last, obviously. Andrew and Dave Prime, the ones who defeated me and sent me on this ricochet mission of revenge throughout the multiverse.
Wait. We're Andrew and Dave Prime?
Hell yeah, bro!
Can you feel it? This emotional resonance amplifier is hurling your psychic trauma out into space, calling both Charles Wexler Weller and every evil entity throughout space and time here, now. And the closer you get to it...
Why is he touching it like that?
The more powerful...
I don't like this. Okay, guys, now's the time. Surprise attack! Surprise attack! Surprise attack!
You'll get...
Oh, God, he's growing! Tensateo is growing!
Tensateo
is now dead! I am Tensateo!
New Teo? That sounds like some kind of weird European dessert spread.
In my mission to return the tools of industry back into the hands of the Commonwealth through utter oblivion, I have instead become complicit to the interdimensional bourgeoisie. I see that now, and I must amend it.
The fish lieutenant from before? She's firing a machine gun at Tensateo!
It's Tensateo, man. Tensateo.
Ugh, it sounds like some kind of Swedish prostate massage.
Thank you for defending us, well-meaning communist fish lieutenant!
Call me Freddy, comrades.
You think you're going to stop me now? I have an army of fish infants and a psychic beacon!
Yeah, well... We have a space demon.
Damn straight, motherfuckers! Hilsmer in the motherfucking house!
Hilsmer! I have dreamt of this day! I will rend your flesh from your tiny demon bones!
Oh god, I've only heard about this in legend. He transformed into his new tail form?
I'm going to now pull out my three dicks!
Normally he can only do that after a Swedish guy gives him a prostate massage. Alright, Round two, motherfucker. Take this, Tan, your tail. I'm gonna kick your ass.
Come here, you petulant fuck up. I'm going to destroy you.
All gloves are off. No more sandwiches being fed to your penises. Now it's just fists punching you in your face.
I need this to mean nothing to me. The power of the cosmos courses through my veins. And my dick veins, which are also separate from the normal veins.
This is a disgusting fight, bro.
Zero! Zero! Blast the machine! Mike, use whatever that thing is!
It's a rocket launcher! Awesome!
Yay!
Why do you always screw everything up?
Why are you always bad at doing shit, Jin?
I literally just got these new arms, and now I'm probably gonna lose them again in this fight! This fucking sucks!
You will if I have anything to say about it.
I wish I was at home watching Fish Seinfeld!
I would like to see this Fish Seinfeld. It sounds very binge-worthy.
I can feel it! I can feel Joel's retro weller coming! Barreling through space!
Somebody destroy the machine, quick! Somebody destroy the machine!
I will do it, comrades.
I like this fish chick.
I'm sure there's some fish dick joke in there somewhere, but I just don't have it in me right now.
That's what we should call her. Freddy Fish Sticks.
Yeah, but you're the only one who likes these nicknames.
I'm myself, so I have no problem with that.
Freddy, thoughts?
Please don't.
I've been waiting for this moment since the last time we met. All of this is an overture to my hatred for your small red form.
I mean, I guess it's flattering that you're so angry at me, but honestly, I haven't thought about you at all. I've been too busy getting rich selling NFTs, baby!
What are NFTs?
You see, it is a non-fungible token that lives on the blockchain, where it is stored for an encrypted...
God, please! Fuck, Zero, don't do this. Please.
Hey, Tansu Lamo! Remember how last time your three dicks were your downfall?
Yeah, what of it?
Well, this time, I have my robot pal, and he has a pocket dimension in his chest.
Oh god, oh god! Tansu Teo is being sucked into Zero's chest! Is he going to fit? Oh my god, his bones are smacked! Oh my god, his ribcage just...
Yeah, I think he's getting all the way in there, man. That pocket dimension... deep.
Better run, you two. This place is going to blow harder than late-stage capitalism.
Mike, Hilsmer, let's boogie. This place is gonna...
You aren't rid of me yet. I will bring about the end of everything!
I'm running! Ooh, cool fish helmet. Collectible. I'm running!
1 3-week boat ride later!
And so, this is the Mystery Treehouse.
Wow, it really is just a treehouse. I thought that was, like, a metaphor.
The Peter Pan syndrome here is palpable.
Yeah, you're telling me, because Peter Pan is short, like Dave.
Ha ha, ha ha, you are knocking these roasts out of the park recently. Acquaintance unit, Hilsmer.
He's my muse, what can I say?
Hey, we built this place together with our own two hands. Have fun going to find some beige two-room apartment in the city like an adult or whatever.
You're right. I'm being rude. I don't know why I do that. I actually think this place is... cool? Cool. Yeah, it's cool.
What's funny?
Oh, nothing. I just haven't said that about anything in a long time.
Oh, are you okay?
Yeah, I think I am.
Well, this has been fun, guys. I'm going to leave you to your customary closing of the character arcs wrap-up section. Thanks again for letting me be part of your adventure to save the world.
Absolutely, Mike. I mean, seriously, no hard feelings about this whole, you know, pizza, paparizza, mimarizza thing. You'll win someday.
Oh, yes. I know I will. Bye, guys.
So, Freddy, this is where we're thinking that you're going to stay.
Yeah, this is, we use this as our VR billiards paradise, but throw in a little air mattress and it's a VR.
Ah, those dead boy detectives. All is going to plan, dear listener. The bad devoted eye Fisher makes his cast. The ripples in the water like winking eyes within eyes until the gaze of the stream is all-consuming.
To be continued!
Deep Cuts is a production by Boy Genius Media. If you'd like to find this show and others like it, please visit boygeniusmedia.com or deepcutspod.com.
If you want to join in on post-episode discussions, please join the Deep Cuts Podcast Facebook group. Finally, subscribe to our YouTube channel for additional video content.